The president does believe that. He has stated that before. I think he stated his concerns of voter fraud and people voting illegally during the campaign. And he continues to maintain that belief based on studies and evidence that people have presented to him.
Well, that was White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer after the president had said that he believes that he could have won the popular vote if it had not been for all of the illegals who voted in this country. This morning, he is on the Twitter machine saying that he will be asking for a major investigation into voter fraud, including those who registered to vote in two states, those who were illegal or dead. And he says, depending on results, we will strengthen up voting procedures. Very much in the news and absolutely on the mind of the current president of the United States.
Right.
How fortuitous that we have with us today Hans von Spakovsky. He's a former counsel of the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights at the Justice Department and a former commissioner of the Federal Election Commission. He talks about this issue right now. He is also a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Good morning to you, Hans. You're on with Brian and Tony Schaefer this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks to the president for tweeting out what actually needs to be done in this area.
Yeah, and what's your reaction? It says he's going to ask for a major investigation. Who would conduct such an investigation?
Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice, and it's a 180-degree turn from the past administration, which basically over the past 8 years, ignored most cases of voter fraud that were turned over to it, and second, did everything they could to stop states from putting in any kind of security measures that would clean up our elections, like voter ID or proof of citizenship when you register to vote.
Well, I've always had problems with motor voter. I mean, in Virginia, I've noticed that when you go to the DMV, they make it painfully easy to essentially just kind of sign up to vote without any verification. So let me ask a question. I'm a former investigator myself. How do you go about even starting to get into something like this with what you just said? I mean, you just said there's been 8 years of, I would say, criminal neglect. Where do you start?
Well, they could start in Virginia, which you just mentioned. Look, prior to the election, it was discovered that in just eight counties in Virginia,
right,
more than almost 1,100 non-citizens had been taken off the rolls. They were discovered by accident. Many of them had voted in prior elections. The Justice Department needs to go over, get the files on those 1,100 non-citizens, start investigating, and start prosecuting.
Well, what about this thing that he said the other day, that he might have won the popular vote if it hadn't been for the fact that between 3 and 5 million illegal citizens voted in this election?
Well, the answer to that is that we don't know. And the reason we don't know is because we have this honor system with almost no checks. Look,
right,
there's almost nothing that prevents, for example, non-citizens from registering and voting all across the country. And we know just from, like, that one report in Virginia that, in fact, they're doing it. I could cite you other cases from all across the country. And think about places like California, where, as Tony said, look, it's easy to get registered when you get a driver's license. No check is made. And remember, California is issuing literally hundreds of thousands of driver's licenses to people who are in the country illegally.
Right. Well, I find fascinating that the mainstream media keeps saying that the claim is, quote-unquote, debunked. I'm fascinated by the fact that every time I read something from MSC, it's like you said, Hans, it's nobody knows. So the question to me should be for both sides, why don't we just check it out? Because the very integrity, as Lindsey Graham has pointed out, of our democracy is a question here. Why don't we verify it?
Yeah, and look, let's go back to what the president said. He said they want to find people who are registered in more than one state. Well, we know for certain, back in 2012, Pew did a study. They found 2.8 million people registered in more than one state. They found 1.8 million people who are dead. And look, prior to the election, just a couple of TV stations, CBS stations, one in Southern California and one in Colorado, actually started looking at people who were dead but who were still registered to vote, and they found hundreds of them had continued to vote after they had died.
But hold on. I hear all the time from the Democrats, oh, there is no credible evidence to suggest that voter fraud exists. It's a myth.
Yeah, well, that's because it's hard to discover, but I would suggest anybody who says that might want to go to the Heritage Foundation, where I work, we started a database only a year and a half ago. And all we're putting into it are recent relevant cases that we find where people are convicted in a court of law of voter fraud. We're up to, I think, almost 450 cases.
Wow.
From around the country, 700 defendants who've been convicted in a court of law.
Wow. Well, I was joking with my friends in Virginia that, you know, Virginia is the only state where you can actually be in Lee's army and still vote from the Civil War. Because I think that Virginia in particular, especially with, I'll be blunt, Terry McAuliffe and some of the folks who control the process have just not treated this with the attention is needed.
But let me ask you a question. Let's say Donald Trump conducts this investigation and he finds that, you know, in the outcome of the investigation, yeah, there's voter fraud. Isn't it up to the states to individually clean these things up? How do you force the states to do this?
No, actually, there's a federal law, the National Voter Registration Act, that requires states to do regular maintenance on their voter rolls. In other words, take off people who have died, take off people who have moved to other states.
But that's on the books now, and it's not done.
It is not done. And in fact, when the Obama folks came in, one of their political appointees over the Department of Justice convened a meeting and told the lawyers there, we will not enforce that provision of the law. And they haven't filed a single case in 8 years to do it, despite the problems with voter rolls.
So you're saying that if they decide to enforce the law, then the states will have to react.
That's exactly right.
Well, we can only hope that would be the case. Did you expect that Trump was going to take this as such an important issue right off the bat, like his second and third day, full working day in office?
I was very hopeful that he would.
Well, let's see if it keeps going, because I think this is going to be something I think will take some time. The other thing, obviously, is the process itself of tallying votes and that sort of thing. But obviously, that's probably a good conversation for another day.
Yeah. Right. Well, listen, thank you so much. We really appreciate you, Hans von Spakovsky. This, again, if you haven't heard, let me just go through it very quickly. Here is what Donald Trump tweeted out about an hour ago. I will be asking for a major investigation into voter fraud, including those requested to register vote in two states, those who were illegal, even those registered to vote who are dead, and many for a long time. Depending on results, we will strengthen up voting procedures. That was two tweets that came out about an hour ago. And, of course, when he gets on the Twitter machine, it is news these days.
Sets the day's trend.
It certainly does.